item?
Item number 19, project number WO614, build out 10 sites to digital, page 164.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Again, Laurie Pinella, the Deputy CIO, IMSD.
Chris Lindberg, Director of IMSD for Milwaukee County.
The item before you, WO614, build 10 sites to digital, is phase three of a project to migrate to digital public safety communications. I have an informational report coming before this committee this month on the current state, so if I'm a little bit repetitive at our next meeting, I apologize, but you will have an informational report coming up. Phase one and two of this project, IMSD, Milwaukee County, sought out opportunities throughout the community with the state, with the city of Milwaukee, and with Waukesha to look at what they are currently doing with their public safety radio system. At the time we were investigating replacing our system, Waukesha was doing the same and looking to replace with the exact same type of technology, which is 800 megahertz simulcast. IMSD and Waukesha County contracted with a vendor through phase one and phase two of this project to do a design and analysis on our public safety communication system and what the new system should look like. Throughout this study, it was determined that there were cost savings as well as better interoperability, which improves public safety, through Waukesha and Milwaukee counties. That very much assists our police, fire, and EMS folks that are along the Waukesha border as far as seamless communication between the two groups. First two phases of this project was also used to build the core, and to purchase radios and consoles. The next phase is 7.1 that we are asking is to move forward with the project and actually start building the radio technology. We have completed an RFP, and Motorola Systems has been recommended as the successful proponent. IMSD is currently in negotiations with Motorola and will be bringing a contract before this committee in the month of December. Are there any additional questions on this particular project?
Supervisor Stamper?
I'm just trying to understand what this digital 10 site thing will do. You know,
this is
26 million. So, what is this? What does it do?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. This is public safety radio. So, your fire, police, EMTs, the radios, the squad cars, dispatch.
In the vehicles, your
firefighters, they wear them on their hip, or some of your police or sheriff, you'll see them, you know, right here. We do approximately 60,000 communications a day on between squad cars, between fire, police, EMTs.
Okay. Is Milwaukee County the only funding source?
Right now, Milwaukee County provides the public safety radio for our own sheriff, for the transit system, our public works, zoo, parks, and 17 of the 19 municipalities. There's a current intergovernmental agreement between Milwaukee County and these municipalities that Milwaukee County will fund this. This agreement started, the first agreement, I believe, was in 1995. And the last agreement was executed in 2005 with the various municipalities. So this is something that, yes, Milwaukee County will be funding.
Okay. Now, this is, I'm sure, different than technology and the five-year expiration that we discussed earlier, because
absolutely,
on the projected useful life, according to the chart, it just says years. So,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, good question. The projected useful life on this public safety radio system is 15 years.
Okay. So are we getting a good bang for our buck?
We are going to get a great bang for our buck.
All right. Thank you.
Being public safety radio, IMSD has crossed the T's and dotted the I's to make sure that our fire, police, that if they're in the middle of a building and they need to radio for help, that the radio system works.
Okay. And who's doing the work? Who will be installing all this new machinery?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, once we complete the contract negotiations and execute the contract with Motorola Solutions, it will be Motorola. Milwaukee County will also be hiring kind of an owner's rep that will ensure that the microwave backhaul, which is kind of your connection, the sustainability of the structures, the towers, mm-hmm. the actual equipment, that it all comes together nicely.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Supervisor Bowen, Supervisor Jerzyk, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to ask about that agreement with the municipalities. And then who are the municipalities that are not in that agreement? So I'm guessing one is the City of Milwaukee, which has their own system, which I think
that is
they
correct.
Recently bought a newer system not too long ago.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the City of Milwaukee was approximately 8 years ago. They purchased a system which is called Open Sky. And Milwaukee County, we did sit down with the City of Milwaukee to determine if there were efficiencies and cost savings, improved public safety by migrating to the Open Sky system. Unfortunately, 8 years ago when the city purchased the system, it was not what's called a Project 25 compliant standard. Project 25 is a federal standard for communications that any public safety radio, regardless of the manufacturer, can work as long as it's P25 on your system. So if there's an emergency that is regional where you need to pull in Ozaukee County, or you can talk to each other. Unfortunately, the Open Sky system is not that P25 compliant, so it was not something that Milwaukee County could dump. The other municipality is Greenfield.
Greenfield. And I guess this question is for the administration or DAS, understanding what that agreement entails between us and the municipalities. It might have been a small cost back then when they created this agreement, but we're looking at, you know, $26 million. Average technology lifespan is 8 years. So depending on how long this lasts, I think you said 17 years, though. 15? Okay. So then, you know, come another 15 years, $26 million will be a little bit higher. You know, so I just want to get some insight on this agreement that we have with municipalities that will just cover 100% of the cost forever.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if you don't mind, I do have that information. When we first went down the path of this public safety radio system and looking at not only the build cost but operational costs as well, pulled up the agreement between the municipalities, and it does say that Milwaukee County is 100% responsible for the total cost. It is a 10-year agreement with perpetual 10-year renewals. We've talked to Corporation Council about, is there some way that we can modify or get out of this particular contract? And once we do build this digital system, we will be executing new intergovernmental agreements with the municipalities that join our system. Whether the municipalities choose to join the Milwaukee County system or not, we still have to build the system because our sheriffs go from one end of the county to the other. Mm-hmm. So, and we have the majority of the use on the system.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I have no problem investing in a system that's countywide. And even where the county picks up a majority of the cost, because we probably will be the majority of the users using it, just covering 100% of the cost, I think, might be able to be worked out somehow in the future. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
I know there were some concerns at the ICC. And I don't get to attend all the ICC meetings. So could you give us an update on where we are with those concerns, please?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor. This is all in my informational report, so maybe when we come to the October meeting, you'll be like, oh, Ms. Pinnell has already given us this. But the police and fire chiefs had asked the ICC to have a communications subcommittee to learn a little bit more about the Milwaukee County proposed radio system, as well as a statewide system, which is called WISCOM. And so Milwaukee County spent time working with WISCOM and understanding they've made a lot of changes in the past year and a half since we met with WISCOM, understanding what type of radio system they're building, if there is cost savings, increased public safety for Milwaukee County. And we brought that report back to the ICC. And to summarize, it was determined that it is in our best interest to move down the path that we're on currently from a cost-effective perspective, as well as risk mitigation.
The ICC concluded that?
The ICC, there was a meeting, was it Tuesday? Monday of this particular week. And they announced that as well.
And just so we understand, these 17 municipalities also pay for their use of the system, correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, at this point in time, they do not pay for use of our analog system. It is provided to them at no charge. What they do pay for is their subscriber radios, which is between $3,000 to $7,000 per radio, and their consoles, their dispatch consoles.
Right. And, I mean, obviously we've got a lot of years involved in this investing, and I do recall the prior years and our discussion of this. However, we are getting into the expensive years now. I mean, significantly expensive, and it's hopeful that, you know, we don't have disagreements with stakeholders midway through this, because this is an expensive situation. And I'll just, you know, I haven't communicated with the ICC members. But hopefully everybody's on the same page here.
And Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, IMSD is, we needed to do a better job of communication to our stakeholders. And I think the fire, police chief, the mayors, the city administrators will note as we start having informational sessions, we're giving biweekly updates. We'll have a website that kind of tells where we're going, what we're doing, because the expense... there's a potential that there will be usage fees once we implement the digital system, that the municipalities will start paying to help us support the operational costs on the system. They want to know what that is for their budgets. Also, they're going to have to replace radios, and at $3,000 to $7,000 per radio, if you have 100 radios, 200 radios, that gets very, very expensive.
That's a refreshing comment. I actually appreciate that. I agree. I think maybe some of the dissatisfaction has been failure to communicate. And there's so many parties. The ICC is a big body all by themselves. So, yes. But thank you very much for making that comment.
Mr. Tyler?
Supervisor, Chair and Supervisor, I think what Lori said was absolutely correct. I just wanted to clarify to make sure that you were not hearing something there in terms of the fact that all ICC members are on the same page. We certainly recognize that they have come a great deal of ways over the last couple months, but we also should be prepared and recognize that there will be a few members on that committee that might take a different view of this. So I just wanted to clarify that in the coming months you might hear some noise from various municipalities relative to this decision. So just want to make sure that
Do we have a written agreement with the ICC members on this, similar to what we do with EMS?
Chair and supervisors, we don't have a written agreement per se that I understand, but we certainly...
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we do have an intergovernmental agreement with each municipality that is on our system.
So, all right. So this is not like EMS then. This is individual agreements between Milwaukee County and each municipality, which is really not, when you think about it, it's really not ICC.
Right.
I mean, ICC is a... It originally was formed so that mayors, executives, could communicate with one another about common concerns. They have no authority to act on behalf of the county as a whole. That's what this board does. And the EMS was a unique situation where there were shared services, truly, between fire departments out there. And I think shared agreements are good ones, but we should be cognizant of where decision makers are. And sometimes I get the feeling that there's actually more communication going on with ICC mayors than with the board. But that might just be my comment. I don't know.
Supervisor Schmidt, did your question get answered?
No, not completely. So I had just a point or a question I want to ask there. But, you know, I 10 seconds of levity here. I think my comment, I was laughing with Chairman Cullen, and just a few seconds ago, we looked at these numbers again. He said, "What question? You guys, you don't know anything about this." And I said, "Well, that's true." And, you know, we're certainly reliant on the expertise that you have in these areas and saying, you know, we're getting a bang for it. But I asked that question last year, and you say we are, so I trust we are. It's amazing to me on communication. Now I'm getting really old school and a senior citizen here, so, I don't know why it costs so much to communicate. We never had problems communicating in the past, and it really does boggle my mind, you know, how we have to interface and have to do this, and, you know, everything makes it easier. Yes, it seems much more complicated and so expensive. See, and I'm coming from the perspective of I still go to the bank. I don't do online banking, you know, because I don't trust it. And I don't have an ATM because I don't trust that. I'm probably the only person in the world that doesn't have an ATM, I guess. But... So I just have some skepticism when I just look at, you know, why we have to spend these extraordinary, you know, isn't there a way we can do this a little bit better and go to the extent of trying to communicate with each other. I read those ICC stuff too, and I'm sure we're concerned about duplication of efforts here, you know, Milwaukee's got this, and now we got this, and some of the municipalities have what we don't have, and the state's got their own, the WISCOM system, right? And then the real question I do have, and I do have a question, is that have we fully vetted that? I mean, if we would think WISCOM would be the way to go, do we have to reconvince everybody else? Because I don't want to be on three different systems. We're supposed to, always said, to make things easier, and I just think we're... It makes things more complicated. It makes things more expensive. That, you know, and I know, you know, the different jurisdictions, like we talked about. I mean, I'm ICC doesn't rule us. We make our decisions. But I'm concerned about Wauwatosa. I'm concerned about the city of Milwaukee and all the costs that go into this. These are terrific costs. So, you know, when you say, well, we kind of looked at it, and WISCOM isn't the way to go. Bigger isn't better, but, you know, one system that we all could get in, is that a goal, or is that we're just not there yet? But we spend these millions of dollars, and I presume if we go to another system, we have to spend millions of dollars more. I mean, I know we're in the middle of a system here, and these costs are, you know, we need to do this. So help me in this situation a little bit to understand what's going on. Okay? And I'm done.
Yeah, yes, I can. Chairman, supervisors, we absolutely want to be efficient, you know, spend our money wisely. We worked actively with WISCOM. We spent the last month trying to understand what they're doing, what their agenda is, what their mandates are. The fact is they provide a great rural communication system. So they provide, they meet the needs of the state of Wisconsin very well. The Milwaukee area is, you know, very dense, highly urbanized, and it requires a different sort of technology. And their provider has not demonstrated the capability to provide the type of services with the technologies throughout the country. We have not been able to find an example of that. Given that public safety and the safety of first responders is of paramount importance, we needed to go with a demonstrated provider of the technology. The process we followed was best practices. It was RFP. We spelled out requirements all the way to signal penetration in the building. We invited everyone to respond. Everyone did respond except the company WisComTrols. And we invited them. So, you know, we went through due diligence. We're picking the best system to meet our requirements of not just Milwaukee County, but the surrounding municipalities and the surrounding counties. And we do interoperate with the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, we felt we've met our requirements very well.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the numbers that you see on this, on the capital request, were provided to us from the vendor that we hired to do the design study. Those are list prices, and the RFP process has been complete. A proponent, Motorola, was the successful proponent. We are in the process right now of contract negotiations, and when we come back in December, we'll have the exact numbers of what this radio system will cost Milwaukee County, and at first glance, it's not going to be close to the $26 million.
And if I just may add, Chairman, Supervisors, if I understand this correctly, the $26 million we're talking about isn't direct cost to Milwaukee County, it's total cost to the system. So, you know, we need to understand that.
What he means by that is that includes the radios, the subscriber radios for all the munis,
yeah,
and the munis will be paying,
yeah,
for those. We incorporated those into our contract so that we could get a better price and the munis could get a better price on the actual in-squad and subscriber portable units.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, you touched on a couple of important things here. The intermunicipal agreement, so it's with between us and Waukesha County, and you said Greenfield? Did I misunderstand that about Greenfield?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Greenfield and the City of Milwaukee are the two municipalities that are not on the current analog system. We right now have intergovernmental agreements with the other 17 of the 19.
Okay. And those are individual agreements with each municipality. Okay. That's a curious one. So this, you say this system has a projected life of 15 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you know how that'll tie in with, let's say, the City of Milwaukee's time frame or Greenfield's, I should say, timeline for the eventual replacement of their systems? What I'm getting to is, do you think they'll, sitting here now, do you think 15 years down the line, do you think we might be able to get everybody on board in a unified system at that time? I'd like to say it as a goal, anyway, for us to, I think, so Ms. Pinella, perhaps not for you then, but I think as a goal, we should be in pursuit of that. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we absolutely agree. And we continue to have a relationship with the City of Milwaukee, and we look at interoperability, we look at efficiencies, and we did have talks on the feasibility of moving to the Open Sky system, if it made sense. And we will continue to have those talks as we move forward in over the next 15 years.
Great. Okay. And for those less familiar, can you tell us, what is WISCOM?
The acronym stands for, it's a statewide public safety radio system. It's Wisconsin Interoperable Communications. Yeah,
okay.
I will.
Okay. So it's a statewide emergency radio response system?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Okay. Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any more questions on this item? If not, let's move to the next item. My intent is to finish up the agenda without taking a break, and then we'll be done for the day. But I think we're making pretty good progress. Okay.
Item number 20, project number WO619, Disaster Recovery, page 166.
Chairman, Supervisor.